And finally, back to the patient, a healthy-appearing, attractive young woman whose ease of presence belies her desperate struggle. She chatted with me about her experiences with conventional and unconventional therapy of metastatic disease.
Treatment for me was we're getting the infusion and basically just laying in bed feeling terrible. I felt like after it took me about, there was 5 days of not feeling very well. And then every day I would recover and then I'd have to go back because my chemo cycle was every other week. So there was a couple breaks whenever my white blood cells were too low to do treatment. It was kind of like a little vacation. Woo-woo, I get an extra week to recover before I have to start chemo again. And I did that for close to 4 months and I wasn't seeing a whole lot of shrinkage on my scans. I had 2 scans under my belt and I just felt like this was in October or September of 2007 that I wasn't seeing a whole lot of shrinkage in the nodules in the lungs. So I just decided at that point to take a break and do some alternative treatment and did that until April, I believe, of this year. And we had a scan and it showed that things had progressed into the lymph chains, potentially into the peritoneum. And so I started back up on chemo again in June of this year and decided to mix in some more alternative medicine into that. And I was doing vitamin C IVs the days that I wasn't doing chemo. And my last scan in July showed that I had some good results. But because of, well, 2 reasons, you know, not wanting to move forward with chemo anymore and trying to kind of look at other alternative treatment options, I decided to take a break from chemo and just focus 100% on the alternative treatments.
So how long has it been right now since you got the chemo?
About 3.5 months.
I want to ask you more about the alternative medicine, but just to finish out in terms of the chemo. So since you've had now FOLFOX either by itself or with the bevacizumab or Avastin, how much of a problem do you think the bevacizumab or the Avastin adds to your feeling bad? Do you think it's mainly the FOLFOX or both of them?
I never really had any problems with the Avastin.
Right.
I didn't have any. The only side effects that I had from Avastin was bruising and nosebleeds. And I knew that was Avastin related.
And how bad were the nosebleeds? Or
not very bad.
Like just a little bit of?
No, not a little bit. But, you know, it took me a good half hour to recover from a couple of the nosebleeds.
Now, you were talking about the alternative medicine, the vitamin C. Can you talk a little bit more about, first of all, where did you go to receive this?
I went to see a naturopath in Arizona. And basically, what I did is I got on the internet and started researching different things and was able to connect with the few people that lived in the area that had done the IVC treatment and were very successful. So they had some people, naturopaths, that they had recommended that I go see. So I ended up flying into Arizona and did my first IVC treatment there in December of 2007. So I'd been doing vitamin C along with chemo for about a year, off and on.
When you get the IV vitamin C, do you give it to yourself or how do you receive it?
Yeah, right now I am working with a nurse to administer the vitamin C, but I have a port and I stay connected for about a week and then we basically switch out the needle and I mix up my own vitamin C at this point.
Any other alternative medicines that you're taking?
I'm taking nutraceuticals, so I'm taking a whole slew of immune-enhancing herbs, nutraceuticals, along with the vitamin C. I'm doing colon hydrotherapy, so detoxing. I'm doing lymphatic massage.
Have you ever used alternative medicines before this all started?
No, I didn't.
Do any of those treatments cause any side effects?
The only side effects that I have is really from the oral vitamin C, which causes gas and really just more gassy kind of intestinal discomfort. But no, I haven't had any side effects from any of the nutraceuticals or the IVC that I've been taking.
What's your state of mind?
It depends on what day you catch me on. Some days I feel great and other days, you know, I have down days. So it's kind of a roller coaster ride at this point. But I think overall, I feel I have no symptoms. So I'm dealing with the different things that are going on inside my body right now, but physically I'm fine. So I think that really goes a long way. What I'm doing is essentially a full-time job to kick this thing into remission using alternative medicine. So that's draining. It's really more of a mental drain and financial drain than anything else. So I think if I had physical symptoms, I'd probably be a lot different than I am right now.
How much do all these alternative treatments cost?
It ranges, but I would say between $3,000 to $5,000 a month. It's pretty significant.
In terms of oncology nurses, any observations you've made in terms of some of the things that you've seen them do that you think were really helpful and maybe some things that weren't so great?
I'm really lucky to be working with Dr. Vanook and Tom Weber, his NP. They're just wonderful. So I think the things that they do that really work is they take the time to really explain things as well as they can, knowing that sometimes you're dealing with someone who's very scared, maybe a little irrational, stressed out, very emotional, I guess. And they do their best to take the time to really explain things to the best of their ability to make their patients understand. I mean, they've really helped me understand how things work. So I think that's the first thing. And then the compassion. I mean, I think that anybody who's dealing with this type of diagnosis, whether it be stage one or stage four, they need to find the right doctors to work with. I mean, you're kind of stuck with these people, you know, until you get past this. You want to make sure that you feel comfortable working with these individuals on an ongoing basis. So that would be my first piece of advice, that you need to find the right team and you need to feel comfortable. And there are doctors out there that I've had experience with that don't have very good bedside manner. But at the same time, you know, when someone's dealing with something like this, you're so rational and you're so emotional. I always try to put myself in the other person's shoes, and I see Dr. Vanook and Tom working very hard. They work very long days and they see a lot of patients. So I'm amazed that they're able to handle things as well as they do.
Now, how old are your children right now?
6, 5, and 3.
And to what extent are they understanding or been told about what's going on?
We haven't really openly discussed it with them as far as using the C word. They're so young that unfortunately this is just a part of their life. They understand that their mommy's different than other mommies out there. But we try to lead a very normal life. I do my vitamin C IVs almost every day, and I actually have a pump. So I put that in a backpack, and I'm out and about going to soccer games and going to the grocery store and doing different things with them. So they don't really think it's that big of a deal.
What's been going on between you and your husband during this time?
He is wonderful, and he's just the best support system ever. We've definitely had our challenges with each other because of the emotions, but we have a really great relationship. So I worry about him. I think sometimes you don't realize how hard it is for the other person to go through this as well, but he does a phenomenal job.
You seem like a pretty positive person. Is that the way you've always been?
Yeah, I think so. I would be lying if I said I haven't had my dark, terrible moments, because I have. But I think all in all, my personality is one that, you know, it's interesting. The one thing that always gets me through this is, I think, and I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, whenever I'm kind of in my darkest moment, I always think there's somebody else that is in a worse position than I am. So just be thankful for where you're at.